Welcome to One and Done, a show about a drink and whatever the else we want to talk about.
Whatever the else
whatever
we want.
Whatever the else, wow.
Whatever the else. Whatever the elves. I could say that.
whatever the elves want to talk about.
Whatever the elves want to talk about.
Dang tonight. Elves.
Oh my goodness.
On tonight's show, we have
this
Legolas.
This will be a fantasy version. Yeah.
this is Eric.
And this is Adam.
And this is Wayne.
So there is a release of beer from Sierra Nevada. It was a collaboration series called Beer Camp. And so we actually are going
to
drink. So
like Vichy French collaboration.
real close. Yeah, almost exactly nothing like that.
So they're loved, not hated.
Right. Sierra Nevada did a beer festival. They toured the nation with these beers. They had seven different stops. The closest one that got to us was Chicago, I believe.
At least driving distance.
Would they collaborate with in Chicago?
Three Floyds.
Three Floyds. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
The first one, I'm going to do these in order as they show up on the website. So if I go in, the first one that's actually in the list is an Imperial Dark Ale. This is actually a collaboration with Bell's Brewing out of Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
And
Three's Company, too. Oh, for the love of God. Yeah. For those of you who weren't here while we were setting up, Adam kept singing that, too. Different lyrics, of course.
I don't know why. It just made sense.
So, as I pour it, we'll talk about Three's Company.
It's been established that Wayne
all right then, because I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's been established that Wayne wants to be John.
Any John will do.
Any John.
Wow, this is really dark. It is definitely a dark, strong dark ale, like porter stout.
So is this so? What's the official name of it?
Hold on.
I never actually said the name
right.
of it.
It's
we just
said
it
this
was
thing.
Oh, this
it's
thing.
It's a dark ale, black collaboration with Bell's is all we know.
Maillard's Odyssey.
Oh.
Imperial Dark Ale. Maillard's. M-A-I-L-L-A-R-D-S.
Okay, not Mallard's.
Not Mallard's. No.
What?
No.
Yeah, this one's actually brewed with the yeast from a duck's wing that they captured.
They have this family of ducks that live around the Bell's Brewing, and yeast collects in their feathers. No.
actually, it collects in their droppings.
Yes.
Ooh.
All right.
Yeah, that's no good. All right, thank you.
Here. So rich, dark, and roasty.
Definitely smells roasty, that's for sure.
Goosby.
Definitely.
Ow, I just hit the mic, I'm sorry.
Definitely looks dark.
Between your mouth and the beer is a mic.
I got this thing in front of my face, it's not
just
there.
Just slap it and get it out of the way.
Yeah, last time I tried that, it landed me in court.
Tell him no.
No means no, Adam.
This is a collaboration with Bell's Brewing, and I've been at Bell's, which is a nice brewery. I recommend going. I personally think they should redo their logo, but that's just me. I'm sure that I'm going to get
it. What's wrong with their logo?
It looks like three hats from like the 1930s that ladies used to wear. They're Bell's, but there's that hat that has that bell shape, the very small brim that ladies, like, I don't know, it's 20s, 30s, or 40s, or something, but sometime in the past. So it looks like three hats. What? When I first saw Bell's label, I was like, what the hell does three hats have to do with Bell's? Oh, wait, those are Bell's.
So you might be alone in this.
Yeah, it could be, very much so.
So what are you thinking, Wayne? Looks like you took a sip.
Oh, you stalking me?
Seriously, I have to always edit this because it's disgusting when you're always like. Nobody wants to hear that.
No, yes, they do.
He's hovering.
They want to know that we're actually drinking the beer.
No, I think he's saying that the way you drink it, in particular. He has to like mute your line in between.
I was talking about you, actually, but you always do it.
That's just when he burps.
You always just do it right into the mic.
Fortunately for everyone else, God. No one else can smell the burps. So.
What are you talking about?
Oh, man.
Hmm. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find some more information about this on here. 40 IBU.
Yeah, see, it's not. It's not particularly. Yeah, it's definitely not hoppy.
No, no, definitely. But it's definitely it's 8.5%. Mm-hmm. So definitely
robust.
A strong dark ale. Imperial dark is what they call it on the label. Saying about a and a bells and blah blah blah. Yeah, okay, cool. Let's see here. Any other interesting facts from the label?
Now, personally, I would have liked to have it, you know, and this is no one's real fault. It's just, if it was, it's fun to try these types of beers when they start out a little colder and then kind of, it's about, I would say, probably 50 degrees maybe right now, 50 to 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Which is probably about where you should be drinking it.
Yeah, it's okay at this temperature, but
it's not nice, super cold.
A little more chilled.
Yep. This was packaged on 5/21. 2014.
Okay, good. Okay. 5/1921.
And there's 12. There's 12 beers in the pack, and each one is different. So it's not.
So it's 12 different beers.
12 different beers. Hmm. Yeah, 12 different collaborations. Maillard's Odyssey comes from in part from the famed Maillard reaction, the browning of sugars and amino acids. That creates the wonderful caramelized toffee-like and roasted flavors so abundant in this beer.
Hmm.
Quote unquote. Right there.
So I learned something Maillard today. Isn't some guy.
It probably is some guy who invented or figured out the reaction, is my guess.
But probably not alive.
It could be a gal. It could be.
Yeah, true. So.
It very well could be, yes. It's
Do you think they're still alive?
Maillard?
Mm-hmm.
Could be. See if I can find out who actually.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Wikipedia page right now.
Same here. History. In 1912, Maillard published a paper.
A paper? Really?
To explain what happens when amino acids react with sugars at elevated temperatures. However, it was chemist John E. Hodge, working at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in Peoria, Illinois, who published a paper in 1953 that established a mechanism for the Maillard reaction.
Hmm. So it was kind of a collaboration.
Separated by about 40 years.
And once again, Johnny Hodge gets the no name recognition.
So L.C. Maillard. I can't. It could be Lewis. It could be Larry.
Hmm.
Why couldn't you put the full name, Mr. Wikipedia? Or Mrs. Wikipedia author.
So basically, flag that as if that entry needs
some
edit. Right.
So this happens to lots of foods, and you just don't ever call it what it's called. Like toast, it says, is when you brown toast. That's the Maillard reaction, as well as browning of steak when it's grilled.
Yeah.
Or
caramelizing.
Golden stuff. Color of French fries.
Onions.
Mm. Dried or condensed milk.
Onions are gross.
And maple syrup.
That from you.
Lewis.
Lois and Clark.
The New Adventures of Superman.
Yeah. L stands for Lewis.
Okay.
C stands for Camille.
So is it a guy or a girl?
It was a guy.
Okay, just checking.
At least from the picture that I see.
It's funny.
Is he wearing a bell-shaped hat?
I think that was after his time. He was
it's
born
funny because on the Wikipedia page of the actual reaction, it isn't a picture of Maillard, it's a picture of bread.
Yeah.
So I was like, how does he know it's a guy? Oh,
he will be known for all of history for this.
He looks
discovery.
Like a cross between Uncle Pennybags from Monopoly and Theodore Roosevelt. That's
isn't
what
that
the,
effectively Uncle Pennybags from Monopoly is really Teddy Roosevelt.
Well, but the guy from Monopoly was wearing a monocle.
Oh, but. No, but he has the little glasses that just rest on the nose, and this Pinsman. Beautiful picture from looks like I don't know when it is, but he's got a huge curled mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the you don't technically well is that's not a handlebar mustache. What do they call it? Just the curled mustache.
Racing mustache.
Oh man.
Anyway.
What's amusing is you just look up Maillard and you look up images and you get nothing but chemical compounds and chains and his picture floating in the middle of it. That's pretty impressive.
There's that one, yeah. So anyway, so that's why this is brown.
Yeah. It is brown.
They are calling it a handlebar mustache.
Yeah. I guess it could be technically.
Yes. Yes. Hmm.
They handle if you look at bicycles from that time period, they didn't have handlebars like that. So I wonder why they called it handlebar mustache.
I don't know.
But yeah, so what do you guys think overall?
You know, it's got some good heft to it. It's got I like the mouthfeel of it. It's not thin. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got some, you know, substance, and it definitely, yeah, I can definitely taste the toasted part of this.
Yeah, definitely. The reaction is present.
Mm-hmm.
Or the flavor that was left from the reaction.
It's not bad. I would have this again.
Yeah, I don't know. I would, so what's it labeled as again? Just an
Imperial Dark Ale.
Dark Ale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it borderlines on a porter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's too roasty.
Yeah, porters aren't that toffee-like.
Right. Right.
So, like, it leaves this very, very kind of burnt flavor.
Yeah, it is borderline burnt.
Very dry.
Yeah, very borderline burnt.
Interesting.
Ho. Oh. All right, just to go back
Did
to...
Did you just say interesting, ho?
Two words you often don't get together.
No.
Well, I don't know.
So
I don't know the hoes I've dated.
Some of them are very...
Dated, quote, unquote.
They were short dates.
All right, so depending
that's
on
all
the
I can afford.
Depending on the mustache reference guide that I go by, I've got the sort of curly mustache is either the Howie, the Howie. Connoisseur. Let's see, I do see one here that's sort of handlebar, but it's a little narrow.
Yeah, this one here also says handlebar or French style. French style on this is the very curly, similar to what you have. And so then the handlebar is more just like Howie? Swishy.
Like the Howard Hughes or what? What is the Howie? I have an uncle named Howie.
Is it a mustache?
I'm sure his mustache is curling in his grave right now.
Certainly not after Howie Mandel, so.
No.
No. So, I think it has to do with size.
So what would you call your mustache then?
Actually, I call mine the Imperial because I have this little thing down here over my chin, but you know, below my lower lip,
the flavor saver.
Yeah, yes.
Soul patch.
Jazz patch. Jazz mark.
Yeah, here they.
Jazz mark.
And here the type of mustache.
The mark of the jazz.
What you have here, they call the handlebar and chin puff.
Yeah.
Chin puff. Chin puff sounds a little effeminate. I mean, I'm uncomfortable with that. Actually, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay
with that. I don't care.
but like I see one that's got like. Same thing, but really big, and it goes past the cheeks. Is the Elliot, but then you get the huge giant one that comes down. And they like the ones you see in the competitions. They call that the Yosemite. So I mean, I think
Yosemite
it's a matter.
Sam?
I think it's a matter of size.
So if you got your mustache just protruding out straight from your face, in like one single.
Hair
focus point. Is that like the Old Faithful?
right.
We could make up some.
Yeah, I don't see that one listed anywhere.
You haven't looked, have you? Old Faithful
mustache. Oh dear.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. And if this doesn't work, I'll take off the safe search.
Take off.
And we'll know there'll be porn about it.
Just use Bing.
Oh, hey, there's Old Faithful mustache wax.
Oh, well, mustache wax.
There you go.
Wow. Who'd have thunk it?
I'm going to Google mustache Old Faithful and see what comes up in Google Images.
Yeah, I'm switching to images now.
Well, there's a picture of Old Faithful.
With a guy in a mustache?
No, but picture? The one next to him might qualify as an Old Faithful mustache. He's got, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like ox horns because they're about 3 feet long, come out to about here.
That's impressive. It's impressive how you're using your arms to display how wide it is on an audio podcast.
About 3 feet away on either side of his face. I'm holding him out with my arms like Jesus in the Last Supper painting.
What's really great is I'm holding up a picture in the middle of an audio podcast.
I must ask you a question.
Yes.
So anyway, back to this malty beer we have.
Right.
The yeast is an ale yeast. The hops, bittering hops were Magnum. Finishing hops were Sterling and Cascade. The malts were Two Row Pale.
Muted. Shut up, Dexter.
Release the hounds.
caramel malts, chocolate malts, wheat, oats, roasted barley. Ending gravity was 5.1. And this is all being serenaded by the dogs in the background. But
it was one thing to have Dexter with his low voice, but then that high piercing sound really cuts right in. It's amazing. Right.
No, man, she's going crazy. I don't know what's happening up there.
Yeah, I have a friend who's does a lot of posting things on Facebook about animal abuse. It's like outstanding.
Well, for better or for worse, though. I mean, is he trying to raise awareness, or is it just being?
She's trying to raise awareness and go, hey, this person needs to go to jail and whatever.
Oh, great! Now there's a phone ringing in the background. This is a podcast of sound. It's my phone.
Oh, good.
It's in the other room, though.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Huh. I suggest that maybe you turn it down next
time. I feel like we're on like one of those actual like, radio shows where they just play sounds in the background, but these sounds are unscripted and unstoppable.
Oh, they're touting this as the largest craft beer collaboration in history.
Really?
Until someone else does more than 12.
It. Are we talking about it like in one run, or is it like, I mean, because I mean, Lips of Faith has an awful lot of
as one big beers. Giant collaboration.
Because there's got to be at least 12 of those, and those are all collaborations typically.
Yeah, but they're not like collab, like all at once.
So yeah.
Like,
you know, yeah.
Produce it as a package.
I suppose.
No. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'm done with mine. Are you done?
I'm done with mine as well. So
and Wayne, you're done as well.
Short and sweet. Well, when you got three people drinking a 12-ouncer, it goes pretty quick.
Yeah, true. Very true. And
that's
and,
what she said.
And I hope you, everyone enjoyed the conversation of Mallard's chemical reaction and mustaches.
Mallard's?
Can we combine Mallard. Those two?
Yeah.
We're back Mallard's like eating s'mores at the fire.
So we come full circle. We're back to the duck beer.
Yeah, exactly. Mallard's reaction, as well as mustaches.
Yes. So hopefully Mustache. You learned something just like we did.
Mm. Well, this has been Eric.
This is Adam.
And this is Wayne.
Thanks for listening. Good Bye. Night.